I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In just a few minutes, I'll be sharing with you something from the Word of God that the Lord has placed on my heart. Did you ever stop and think at how good it's going to be one of these days? We're going to be taken up. We're not going to be left here, but we're going to go to be with the Lord. You know, the Christian can't lose. And as we stop and think of this, you know, the turmoil comes into our lives just as it does anyone else's. And someone says the Christian life is not a bed of roses. Well, that's true. We do have problems. We will have problems as long as we're in this flesh. But thank God one of these days we're going to be gone and we're not going to have to worry anymore.
Said I'm a child of the King, and you thought me dreaming about a mansion in the sky, 'cause you knew I didn't own anything. Now I know when I leave here, it won't take long. Faster than the twinkling of an eye, but I wish I had time to see your face, and I wish I could tell you goodbye. I'd ask you, how do I look leaving this world?
A homecoming day that will be when we who are saved go to be with the Lord. One of these days we won't have to face life's problems anymore. We won't be burdened down with these old sickly bodies. We will be leaving this world and all the problems we face now, we will leave behind. And those who have trusted Christ as Savior by faith are said to be pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Some have already gone to be with the Lord, and they had this testimony. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 13 talks about that. And you know, Hebrews 11 is called the Faith Hall of Fame. And as we read this, we see that we are encompassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. And that's what this chapter is talking about in Hebrews chapter 11, about those witnesses, those people who were pilgrims and strangers in this land. And guess what? You and I, as saved people, are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. This world's not our home. Our home waits for us in heaven. Jesus Christ ensured that we would have a home by giving His life on the cross of Calvary, that you and I one day could be with Him forever. In fact, the Bible says we who are saved are ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be ye reconciled to God." Now as ambassadors for Christ, we are to talk to people, to reconcile, to help them be reconciled to God and say, look, you need to be saved. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior. Why should we do that? Because we're saved, because we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent the Lord of glory. You know something, when an ambassador for a country is finished representing his or her country, that ambassador is called home. The song that we heard says, "How do I look leaving this world where I never belonged anyway?" Christian, we are only visitors in this present world. One day, it will be time to go home, to heaven. Some will go by the way of the grave, while others will go up when the trump of God sounds. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 58. "Behold, I show you a mystery." Now, when you see that term mystery, some people will stop there and they'll say, well, we don't know. But God's getting ready to tell us what the mystery is here. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Everybody will not go by the way of the grave, but will go up when Jesus says, it's time to come home. Many of us will go by the way of the grave. In other words, this old body is going to give up the breath of life. And we've seen friends and loved ones who've gone this way, and they've been placed in the grave. Well, they're not there. That's just the old shell that contained the real person. That person is going home if they've trusted Jesus as Savior. They've gone home to be with the Lord. And that's what's going to happen to us if we go before He comes back in the clouds to receive us in the rapture of the church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18 says this, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or precede them which are asleep." Those who are asleep are those friends and loved ones who've gone on before. Now, they're not asleep in the grave, as some would have you to say, have you to believe. But they are now with the Lord. The real person is with the Lord. And the Bible speaks of those which are asleep. And you know, it's something that when we think of that person who's going on to be with the Lord, the Bible doesn't often say they're dead. The Bible says they've fallen asleep in the Lord. In other words, it's they have trusted Jesus to save them. They've trusted Jesus to take them home one day, and they have simply gone out into eternity in the peacefulness that God has proclaimed that they would have. They would go out with the joy of the Lord in their hearts and on their lips. But the Bible says there, we're not going to proceed. Those of us who are alive, we're not going to go before these people who have gone before us. It says in verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And that brings comfort to my heart, knowing that one day I'm going to see my loved ones. I'm going to see my friends who have gone on before. And it also comforts my heart to know that I'll be with them in glory. Well, what will it be like when we go home? We, of course, do not know everything that will take place after we go home to be with the Lord. However, we do know some things. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." We don't know everything as Christians. We don't know everything that's going to take place when we get to heaven. But we know that when we shall see Jesus, we're going to see him as he is. And we're going to be like him. Now, we're not going to have the nail prints in our hands. We're not going to have the scars on the nails in our feet, the place where the nails went through. And we're not going to have that place in the side where the spear went through Christ at his death. He was already dead, by the way. And the Bible tells us that he died, he was buried, and he resurrected on that third day. And because he lives, you and I will live one day with him in glory. And we're going to be made like him. We're going to have bodies fashioned like his. We're going to retain our identities, but our bodies are going to be flesh and bone. And nothing is going to take that from us. We will never die again. If we go to the grave, that's death. We'll never die again. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven." Now this may not be the day that you go up in the rapture of the church, but one thing is for certain. However, you as a saved person leave this life, you will be with the Lord if you have trusted Jesus as your Savior. You can leave this world behind one day as a saved person. If you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, one thing is for certain, you will be going home, and that home is heaven. If you have not trusted Christ to take you to heaven, why not? Receive him now. Ask him to come into your heart, and one day you too will say, "I'm going home to be with my Lord."
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.